Hi, it's Richard here, co-host of the Filmmaker Film Watcher podcast. This week is all about the Antipodes, which is code for New Zealand and Australia, because apparently we're as far from Britain as you can get. So we start with a 13-minute Australian short made last year. Rebooted is a loving tribute to the stop-motion animation of Ray Harryhausen. Now, if you're not familiar with his work, we've linked to a 2-minute sequence on YouTube in our episode notes. It's an excerpt from 1958's The Seventh Voyage of Sinbad, with a sword fight between a live-action actor and a stop-motion skeleton. Harryhausen created an exceptional foundation for the cinema animation, plus live-action that followed, as seen in Howard the Duck, which we'll be reviewing in our next series. He received a Lifetime Achievement Oscar for his work in 1992. Staying with our Antipodean theme, our feature film is from New Zealand. Hunt for the Wilder People stars Sam Neill and was directed by Taika Waititi in 2016. Waititi also directed one of our earlier Friday quarantine films, What We Do in the Shadows, as well as the lighthearted Thor Ragnarok, and then Jojo Rabbit, which recently won a slew of awards around the world. Hunt for the Wilder People is the story of Ricky, Julian Dennison, an adolescent who's bounced around the foster care system until he lands with Bella and Hector, Sam Neill. They settle into one another until a series of events sees Ricky and Hector on the run from a national manhunt through the New Zealand bush. If you're quick and you're in Australia, you can watch this film for free on the SBS streaming platform, but only until next Monday, 29th of June 2020, or perhaps on Foxtel. But our episode notes also list the places where you can rent or buy it. So put your feet up, perhaps crack a tinny or pour a Chardonnay so you can feel like a local, and enjoy these films before adding your notes on our Facebook page. Oh, and Greg says, g'day mate.